This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the humility of Al Imam Al Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio, and I'm your host Hussein Hinzano. When you're talking about the humility of Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we're talking about how he was bestowed with utmost humility, and his nature was absolutely bereft of any kind of pride and arrogance. Imam Hussein was never proud of himself. Imam Hussein was never arrogant, was never an arrogant person. He had inherited this quality of humility from his grandfather, who established principles of good manners and lofty morals on the earth. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam was bestowed with utmost humility, and his nature was absolutely bereft of any kind of pride and arrogance. And as we say, he had inherited the quality from his grandfather. Narrators have quoted many examples of his lofty manners, some of which we quote in the following paragraphs. Paragraph number one. One day, His Eminence Al-Imam Hussein passed by a group of disputes having meals on the poor platform, Sufa. It was a very poor platform, in front of the Prophet's mosque. This day, these same people invited the Holy Imam alayhi salam to join them in their meals. Al-Imam Hussein alighted from his mount, took some food with them, then he said, "I accept your invitation. Now you also accept my invite." They accept the Imam's invitation and hastened with him to his house. His Eminence told his wife Rabab, "Take out what you used to save." She took out all the money she had saved, and His Eminence gave the full amount to those particular people. This definitely portrays the humility that Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam used to have during his time of leadership, during his time of lifestyle, during the time of life. When he lived with people, he used to live with them with a lot of humility, as if he's not, you know, from a very high grade of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, as if he wasn't the grandson of the Prophet. He used to live with anyone with so much humility, and that is what we study and we understand from his lifestyle.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio, and today we are talking about the humility of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Al-Imam Hussein had so much humility, and as we're saying, it's a characteristic, it's a portrait, it's something that he inherited from his grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So much is talked about the humility of Imam Hussein, and the authors have written few things. They have written so many things about this particular trait that Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam portrayed during his lifetime. His Eminence Al-Imam Al-Hussein, at one time in his life, he passed by some beggars who were eating a piece of bread from the sadaqah offerings. So the Imam saluted them, and they invited the Holy Imam to join them. And then he sat down with them and said, "If it had not been sadaqah, I would have indeed joined you in eating this particular food. I would have joined you in your meal." So then he invited them to his house. After this, he invited them to his house. He served them food and gifted them clothes. Then he ordered that they also be given some cash. In this manner, the Holy Imam trod or copied the footsteps of his grandfather, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because according to his historians, His Eminence, the Prophet, used to mingle with poor and benefited them through his favors, so that poverty may not cause discomfort to the poor and affluence may not make the rich thankless. this is kind of the life that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam lived during his time, and this portrays a very good trait of humility that we need to study from his lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening to this program. Until next episode, inshallah, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en-islam-page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.